Overstimulation might just be ruining your life. And I'm going to share with you the exact behaviors that you need to cancel from your routines, from your day to day, to really make you happy, to feel fulfilled, to have a life that you're proud of. Before we get into that, I want to make sure that you know we do a giveaway here every month, and you can win a copy of my book for free and other cool prizes that are usually just for clients exclusively, just by dropping a comment down below saying winning. Just drop the word winning down below and you'll be entered for the giveaway. Now, the first thing that you have to stop doing is chasing happiness. The biggest issue that people have is that they're running around thinking that achieving something or getting something, attaining an item, is somehow going to give them long-term lasting pleasure, something that will really change who they are on a fundamental level. And we run around like this for our entire lives, many of us, where we just keep thinking, oh, happiness is just around the corner. I'll feel good once I get there. And we're just stimulating ourselves, trying to find new sources of happiness, when really, it's intrinsic. You have to go and work on your happiness as a skill in and of itself, making yourself feel happy, feeling happy, and building that within you, cultivating that within you, requires you to feel like you're in alignment with what your true purpose or meaning in life is. It means that you probably should have good relationships. It means that, you know, your health, both body and mind, needs to be good. There's no quick fix. There's no thing around the corner. There's no shop around the corner that's going to sell it to you. No matter what you buy, no matter what you do, it's not going to fix you. And I fell into this trap for years of my life. I thought, well, once I have the relationship, I can be happy. Once I have the money, then I can be happy. Once I have this, that, or the other, you will not be happy. You will just be you with those things. So if you're unhappy now, you're gonna get all that stuff. And guess what? You're gonna be unhappy while you still have all that stuff. Not saying that you won't experience short temporary bursts of happiness and joy, but they will fade. So fix what's on the inside. Do the inner work required. Meditate, journal, these things that people often take for granted and think are just, you know, these pop self-help trendy topics. They're not. They're actually clutch. I've meditated for years every single day and it's changed my life completely. It's built gray matter in my brain. It allows me to regulate my own emotions. I'm not reactive. I'm not pleasure seeking. I'm calm, I'm composed, and I feel good. And I want the same for you. The second one that we really have to take care of and permanently get rid of, negative beliefs. We overstimulate ourselves by indulging in thoughts that have become like a reality for us. For example, you might say, well, I can't make money and also be a good person. Like, money is the root of all evil. That's an old one, and most people have hopefully progressed past that one. But it's just silly, right? If you add a lot of value to the marketplace and people pay you, that doesn't mean that you're evil. So if you have beliefs that don't serve you, that hold you back, they're actually stimulating you. You're getting a sense of identity from them. Maybe even some level of pride that you can say, oh, I'm like this, I'm this kind of person. What beliefs are you holding today that you need to let go of? Decide on one at the very least. One that I had for a long time was that in my business, to get results or to do really well, I had to work a lot, right? The more hours I put in, the more I hustle, the better I'll perform. That's how it works, right? More work equals better results. No, no, no. More leverage and better decisions create better results. And that was a belief that I had a lot of trouble shifting. And to be honest with you, I'm still getting better and working through that. I used to think, work, work, work harder, and then you will be obviously rewarded for that. And that makes sense on a certain level until you hit a certain point and you start to see that, wait, this isn't true at all. There are people who are making way more money and are also way happier, and they work way less. So it's possible. What are they doing differently? Now, you have to decide based on who your role models are and what your ideal outcome is and what you want your life to look like, what beliefs serve you and which ones do not. Make sure you kill off the ones that don't so they don't stimulate you and give you weird emotions that charge you up, and then you start overthinking and being reactive and doing a bunch of stuff that really isn't helping you. Next, ignore modern news. Don't listen to all this propaganda that's being pumped at you. Every single day they want your attention, not so that you can be happier or live a better life, but so that you can get clicks, more ads, and then we make more revenue, right? Now, certain things you wanna support, you believe in them, they are good, but a lot of news, they really just wanna bait you in, and then they're leaving you with nothing, right? It's not actual valuable information that you needed to know, it's clickbait, purely there, intended to get your attention so that they can make the money, and then that's it. There's no real value being delivered to you. So instead, consume things that really help you, genuinely. Again, don't overindulge and keep reading and learning about something when you already know what you need to know and it's time to take action, but at least switch your source of information. If the source you're using right now is not good and isn't serving you, please make that decision to cut it off. It changed my life for sure, and I know that it will make a huge, massive, gigantuous impact for you as well. So please, don't take that lightly. It's something where it's easy to ignore and just keep reading the same sources that you are currently. You don't want to keep doing that if it's not helping you. After that, we want to quit pleasure eating. Now, it doesn't just go for food, but anything where you're overindulging to get good emotions, we want to take a step back and regulate our own emotions, not seek external hits of gratification so that we can feel good. This goes for drug use too, or anything like that. I worked with clients in the past few years that have, you know, been addicted to heroin or even more intense drugs, and it's crazy how much it just shatters your brain, your neurons, your chemistry, and your mind is just getting absolutely bombarded, overstimulated, and it's destroying your ability to really be productive, to do the things you want to do, to really give the quality and attention that you want to the people that you care about. You have to stop. Whether your addictions are light or really strong, you have to start working through them, processing them, and really letting go of seeking that quick hit. Why? Because if you seek the quick hit, what happens is you get a little bit of instant pleasure, but long-term returns are terrible. And your life overall usually doesn't pan out the way you want, whether it's about, you know, feeling and looking sharp, or whether it's about really just feeling like you are the person that you want to be, that you're in alignment with your own beliefs, your core values, or whether it's getting more customers in your business. At the end of the day, if you are doing quick fix activities, it's going to absolutely stomp your growth. So quit the stuff that's overstimulation and just giving you that short-term fix, and focus on the long-term, actually addressing the core root cause, not the symptom. Do you understand? You also want to make sure that you stop using your garbage excuses, because so many people just find anything and anyone to blame except themselves. And when you don't accept self-responsibility for everything in your life, you don't give yourself the chance to grow and evolve and progress. You're holding yourself back from progressing by externalizing the blame. But if you could take it in and just take responsibility for everything, even if you feel that it's not your fault, then you can do something about it. It's not about what's objectively right. It's about creating the best experience possible for you in your own life, right? So that subjectively you're happy. Because two people could be in the same situation and one person says, this is great, and the other person says, I hate this, please get me out of here. It really depends on your view. So in order to really be happy and to live a great life, we can't externalize all the time. We can't keep pushing and looking for something outside. If it's making money, if it's in investing, people blame the market. You know, if it's in business, they blame the market too. They say, oh, well, people aren't buying right now, or this industry doesn't work, or I can't get leads like this. It doesn't work for me. I've tried this and this strategy doesn't work. They blame the strategy, right? There's always something. It's you. It's you, it's you, it's you. Other people are using those strategies. Other people are in those markets succeeding. Take a good look in the mirror. And I had to do that too, because I used to think, wow, why does this keep happening to me? I work so hard, I try so hard, I give everything I have. How come I'm not getting results? It's not fair. It is fair. The market is fair. Everything is fair. I guess you could say the world isn't fair, right? But if you take that view, then you can never really progress the way you want to. You're held back because you have a reason for why. The only case where it's acceptable is if, okay, you know objectively it might not be fair or it isn't right or there was somebody else to blame, but then you take responsibility for your part in it and whatever you can do, and you focus all your attention and all your energy into that one thing. Laser focus on what you can control, not being reactive, not running around, not blaming everything and everybody else. You are the one who shapes your life, okay? Then make sure that you are aware, are you people pleasing? Because this is, you know, this is another huge source of stimulation and another source of validation that's really unhealthy. You gotta cancel it. Any little amount of trying to make people like you because you wanna be liked, because that makes you feel good, it really manifests horribly into your character. Because you're not doing things with genuine belief and conviction. You're doing them from this place of, oh, will this work? Well, do you like this? How's this? Nobody enjoys being spoken to or delivered to that way, no matter what the format, because it's repulsive, right? It's a kind of a funny thing that the harder you try to make people like you, the worse you do. The more you let go and the more you're authentic and the more you're in alignment with your true self, the easier it is. It actually becomes natural. It's fun. It's not something that you have to try really hard for and sweat over and lose sleep over. So let it go, please. And remember that everybody's stuck in their own head, in their own world. They don't have time to worry about yours. So you can just focus on doing what you know is right instead of people pleasing and running around and trying to make everybody like you. It doesn't work anyway. So please stop doing it. To whatever degree you do, maybe you only resonate that a little bit and you've mostly cut it out. Usually there's a trace of it. So let's process that and work and get even better and even better and even better. Finally, let go of quick fixes. Any shortcut, anything where you want to just get results right away, get money quick, like get rich quick schemes, this stuff is madness. It never works. Anything worthwhile takes time. Give yourself the gift of patience. The overstimulation makes us be addicted to quick results because we want to see that the effort we're putting in is being rewarded right away. Because if you open a social media app, you get rewarded instantly. So now we're being wired to just get quick fixes all the time. So we look for more and more and more. And that's why we can't do the work, plant the seeds, water them, take care of them, and then be patient enough for them to actually yield. Be patient with the effort that you're putting in. Know that it will pay off in the long run if you keep doing the right thing. But in the short term, it might not be that great. You might have to wait. Maybe your goal has to be pushed back. Is it still worth it then to you? Or are you just gonna stop in that case? Sometimes things don't happen at the rate or at the speed which we want. Can you be okay with that? If it's still worth it to you, that means you're doing something truly meaningful. I remember in the beginning of my business when I stopped, I quit my job as a janitor. I was hoping it would take, maybe a few weeks, but it took 6 months. But after that, I started making six figures doing what I loved. Now this is 7+ years ago, which is amazing. And I want you to know that whatever you're working on in your life, whatever you really care about right now, give it time. Stop trying to get the quick result and focus on what can I do right now that will lead to the long-term end game that I want. That's what you focus on. Now, if you enjoyed this, if you wanna work with me one-on-one and get some real input and coaching and consulting and support, then go to eraphael.com and sign up for a free consultation with either me or someone on my team to talk to you to see how we can help you take your life to the next level, to really level up, to really step up. It's there. It's a free call. See if you're a good fit. Until next time, I hope that you enjoyed it.